Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Elton?
It is.
Hey, we are returning a missed call we got from you.
Yeah. I got an email / notification, whatever, that the account or my account, one or the other, was suspended. I was calling to see what I could do to get that undone, or what information y'all still needed. I was trying to get I managed to get a lot of the pictures and like tools, work truck, whatchamacallit, all that good stuff uploaded. I didn't know what else there may be needed.
Okay, so I'm looking at your file. I don't see that your account is suspended. I'm curious to ask, is that email, is it coming from Local Splash? What I do notice is that your Google profile requires verification. This is a Google requirement for you to be active and live in Google. Maybe that's what you're referring to, since that, of course, is not active in Google. Your business won't be in Google until you do that verification. I'm thinking that's maybe related to what you're talking about there.
Well, it may be. I do know whenever I get on the app, it does tell me that something's not verified, and it gives me the option to verify. But whenever I click verify at the top of my phone, it pulls me to a URL that is no longer found. So it's
definitely the verification in that case. So I'll explain that. So the verification, for starters, this is, again, a Google requirement. Google requires this to allow us to put your business in Google. And they do that because, again, since they're a worldwide business, there's thousands of businesses that are on Google. And in order for them to avoid things like fraud or false businesses trying to do fraud with other people and things like that, they require that all businesses that want to be on Google to go through this verification. And that's how they kind of filter, like, fraudulent businesses or fake businesses. So this verification is basically a short little video clip that Google requires for you to do. This is a little video that's just about a minute to a minute with 30 seconds at most. And it's a video, you don't come out on the video, so you don't show your face, you don't show your body, it's just things that you record. For starters, the things, you have to be at the address that you gave us, which is 5515 Klondike Road. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but you have to be at that location right there to record the video. And then you record the video in the link that I'll send you in a moment. So when we usually take a picture or record a video, we open up like the phone camera on our phones. In this case, it's not like that. You record it inside a link that we actually sent you via email.
Hey, hold on just 1 second, buddy. Can I place you on hold for like 2 minutes? I'm sorry.
Definitely. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, who did you speak with? Oh, it was the app. Does it show what time they did that? Okay.
Oh, perfect. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good. That's not a problem.
All right, I'm back now.
All right, excellent. So just to go back a little bit, I'm not sure if you missed something there, but so it's a short video clip that you're going to record. Again, it's about a minute to a minute with 30 seconds. You do not come out in the video. You don't show your body, your face, nothing like that. It's just things that you record. You also have to be at the address that you gave us to do the recording, which is 5515 Klondike Road. You have to be there to record the video. And it's simply things that you record. It's a short little video clip. If you have the time and if you're there at that location, I can guide you through how that's done.
Okay, I won't be home until this afternoon, but it'll be within enough time to get that done. If you could, though, tell me where exactly will I find that? Like, where can I find to click, take video, submit it?
Sure. So you first of all have to accept an invite that we sent to you for you to have the ability to record the video. The only thing here is that I see that the email that we have on the file is an Outlook email. I don't think it's going to work with an Outlook. By any chance, do you have a Gmail email?
I do. I got a personal one. It's called, it's Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, getsmail@gmail.com. Easy to remember.
Definitely. So that's your first name, D-A-L-T-O-N, and then getsmail@gmail.com.
Right.
All right. So let's go ahead and just get this step out of the way. It's super fast and simple. I'm going to send you an email to the email that you just gave me. All you simply have to do is open up the email and accept the invite. So I sent that email to you. If you don't get it in your inbox, make sure to check your spam folder. It also comes from me. My name is George. That's J-O-R-G-E. And let me know if you got it.
Okay, I got it.
All right, so as you can see, it's inviting you to be a manager. You're just simply going to accept that.
Okay. And then it's wanting me to log in.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's me. Okay, I became a manager. Okay, so accept again.
Right, yes. Okay, good. I see that you've already accepted. So I see that you're already there showing as a manager. So we're all done there. You can already close what you got open. Now I'm going to send you a link via text message. This is the link that I was telling you about and where you do the recording. Let me know if you got it.
I got it.
All right, so go ahead and open that. I'm just curious to see if it's already recognizing you as it should. Let me know what you get when you open that.
Well, they sign in.
All right, so you're going to sign in, but to the Gmail email you gave.
Okay, doing that now. Man, it was two-step verification or something else.
Okay.
All right, it looks like I'm in there.
Good, so what do you see?
I see businesses, Tall Pines Turf Co., Alford USA, Dothan USA. Oh, it says suspended. The top one says suspended, the bottom one says verification required, and to ask me to click it to get verified. The one that says suspended being at the top says manage profile.
So this tells me that you got two business profiles. So question, Delton, have you already opened one in the past before being a client with Local Splash? Did you already work with like a Google profile?
Not to my knowledge. I did try to get on Google and like make a like page, you know, when you search Google, like something near me, it pops up like four examples. I tried to get on there to where I could, you know, when somebody searched Tall Pines Turf Company, it would pop up there. And once I got all the way to the end of it, it wanted me to run a $500 ad. And, you know, I kind of said, you know, screw that and backed out of it. I don't know if it's that or.
Okay.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, that's it right there. So you've already created a business profile, then plus the one we created, which is the second one you see that says get verified, that's the one that we created. So there's two of them. But since you didn't do anything or actually have the other one activated, then we can just proceed with the one that we created, then we can delete the other one. So the one where it says get verified, that's the one that we're going to work with. So if you click on get verified, it's going to ask you for your address. You're simply going to enter the address, and then from there you're just going to click next until the point where it says start recording, and that's exactly where you do the recording. Now, of course,
okay, so I plug in all that information and then click next, right?
Yeah, you first put in your address,
okay.
And then after that you go next. It's just going to give you like some tips on the recording. You just go next until it says no longer next, but instead start recording. But you don't, we always suggest for you to not do the recording without us, seeing that Google is very strict and special about these things. And if you do it a certain way, they might deny you and we would hate for you to do it again. So it's better if once you're ready at home, give us a call. We'll show you exactly what's expected from Google. That way you get it on the first try. You don't have to repeat this again. And you don't have to do the video again. So it's best if you, once you're at home, you give us a call. Once you're ready, we'll teach you exactly how it's done.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Excellent. So we'll be waiting for your call. Once you're ready, give us a call. We'll be happy to guide you through step by step.
All right. Sounds good, man. Have a good one.
You as well. Bye-bye.